The 67-foot-long Sitka Ranger was built in the late 1950s. It's one of three vessels serving Southeast. The other two are stationed in Ketchikan and Petersburg. U.S. Forest Service District Ranger Carol Goulart told the Sitka Assembly on Tuesday that the Forest Service wants the boats in use an average of 180 days a year, and right now they're only averaging 100 days of use each year. Goulart says as a result, Tongass officials are recommending that the Sitka Ranger should be surplused because it's in the worst shape of the three, and she says it might not be the last Ranger boat to be pulled from service.
If our continued use still shows only 100 days or less use for two boats in the future, it's a possibility we may have to get rid of another boat because we just can't afford them, we're not using them. And our analysis has showed that you can contract out a similar boat within the larger communities.
Assemblymember Reber Stein says he's concerned about the loss of jobs associated with the Sitka Ranger. Goulart's presentation to the Assembly also included the fact that Forest Service cabins in the Sitka District are the busiest on the Tongass. For Sitka Mayor Scott McAdams, the busy cabins and the soon-to-be-surplused Sitka Ranger boat didn't make sense in combination.
It seems to me, from the chief seats, that and being at the Tongass leadership team meetings when they were here in Sitka, that incrementally over time, the amount of resource, the amount of investment, the amount of maybe even managerial attention that's played to our Ranger District continues to diminish.
McAdams asked what more could be done by the Assembly to get more attention from the Forest Service.
We've got a lot of tourism infrastructure in this town. It seems like a natural fit. Just because we don't have active timber sales in this Ranger District does not mean that we don't have a forest here that needs to be well managed, well preserved, and invested in both the form of resources, jobs, dollars.
Goulart says she hopes expanding sustainable recreation opportunities around Sitka could help bring future jobs and funding to the city. In Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.